The Last Toothbrush. When the end of the world arrived, I still had my toothbrush. I felt ridiculous clutching it, but I had just finished brushing when the alarms rang, and I needed to hang on to something. I went out into the street in my pajamas. The dawn had not yet broken, and in the civil twilight wandered men who had fallen asleep in yesterday's shirt and tie, and children following the rules of hide and seek, and couples dressed in rumpled bedsheets, rustling like yesterday's news. I surveyed the dazzled mob. Most of these people, I bet, hadn't brushed their teeth yet, and among them, I felt like the luckiest. I was the wealthiest in civility, in manners, in the passing style of luxurious hygiene. I smiled forth the promise of untainted breath, stain-free chompers chomping through a new day, free of the life I had lived and the life I had eaten, the blank slate of my mouth with no history of decay. And my pajamas were a clean pair too. I hung onto that toothbrush. Why? I don't know. It wasn't a hand. It wasn't a memory. The bristles were worn down into curls. But the end of the world was here. All boundaries were breaking. We were half naked, half awake on the streets. And somehow, some way, through some blueprint of muscle memory and the inheritance of rituals and two-minute habits, I found myself trying to find new ways to build the walls again.